Welcome to Daily in the Word, a ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell and the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California. For more from Dr. Chappell, visit his blog at paulchappell.com. And for books and other resources for Christian growth, visit strivingtogether.com.
No matter how you look at it, life is a faith proposition. Everybody lives by faith. The question is, which faith is reliable? Next on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell, we'll answer that question. There are a lot of faith systems in the world today, and even those that claim to be science or claim to be atheistic or secularistic or humanistic in their belief structure, they're all designed to function by faith. Why is that? Because life is a faith proposition. Everybody lives by faith. The question is not whether you live by faith. The question is simply the object of your faith. Where do you choose to place your faith? On Daily in the Word today, we're studying Which Faith? With Dr. Paul Chappell. This program comes to you every Monday through Friday, featuring the teaching and preaching of Pastor Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our current series, Which Faith?, we're discovering what is the only reliable object for human faith. I do want to invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. On our website, you can tune into a recent podcast, you can refer a friend to listen to Daily in the Word, or you can find links and resources that will help you in your spiritual growth and journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we're opening our Bibles to John chapter 4 as we study grace or works. Here's Paul Chappell.
As Jesus left the city of Jerusalem in John chapter 4, the Bible tells us that there were many things happening around his life at that time. First of all, Herod, a wicked king in Judea, had just arrested John the Baptist, the man who had been the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Secondly, Jesus had just cleared out the temple in Jerusalem. There were many there who were money changers doing different types of business, and so Jesus cleared them out with a moment of holy anger. And when he did that, the Pharisees were not happy at all with his actions. And so Jesus goes from Jerusalem up to the city of Sychar, and as he moves from Jerusalem to this area pictured here, he comes on his journey to a time when he is thirsty. The Bible tells us that as the Lord Jesus left Jerusalem and came into Sychar, that he finds there a well. That was the well of Jacob. It was a very commonly known well, a place where many people would stop to refresh themselves on their journey. We see in the Word of God that Jesus comes to this well, and it is here that he confronts a woman who had many problems and many burdens, and he confronts her with the wonderful truths of his grace. In fact, this woman needed the grace of God, and this was a woman that had religion, but she did not know about salvation. She had an understanding of her father's traditions, but she did not have an understanding of what Jesus calls in this passage everlasting life. And so to this woman, beleaguered and burdened in sin, Jesus comes. And I want you this morning to take a few moments with me and see a day in the life of Jesus Christ and learn about the wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at this passage and as we learn about God's grace, I want you to notice, first of all, that His grace comes to us. God in His grace comes to us. He always is thinking of us and always desirous of a relationship with us. And I want you to see in this passage today and follow along perhaps in your notes to see, first of all, His grace comes wherever we are. Wherever we are, the Lord's grace is there for us. Notice, if you would, in this passage, chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible says, "And he must needs go through Samaria." That's a strange vernacular. He must needs go through Samaria. That tells us that it was necessary, or that he felt a great compulsion to go through Samaria. Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, never did anything by accident. And I believe that Jesus came through Samaria that day, not just for the water in the well, but because of the spiritual need of the woman at the well. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 14, "And the Word, Jesus Christ, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." We call that the incarnation. God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm so glad that God came down to this earth. I'm so thankful that His grace comes to us. I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again from this planet so that the world might know of His love and His grace. He comes to us where we are. You see, Samaria was politically dangerous. It was under the control of Herod. Those who knew Herod well knew that when John the Baptist and Jesus were growing in their notoriety, Herod was upset and outraged, and he could easily find Jesus there. Yet Jesus went to the woman in need. Samaria was culturally an unacceptable place. If you've ever heard about the Samaritans, you know that they were Jewish people who had intermarried with Gentiles. And those Jews who observed this practice became very prejudiced against them. The Samaritans worshipped at a mountain called Mount Gerizim. And many times the Jews and the Samaritans would argue, and the Jews diminished and found themselves looking down upon the Samaritans. But you see, none of that mattered to Jesus Christ. Because when you have eyes filled with grace, you do not see people based upon their background, based upon their culture. You see that every single person needs God's grace and God's love. That's why the Bible says in Luke 19 and verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And so we see God's grace comes to us wherever we are. And we see, secondly, this morning, His grace comes to whoever we are. Not only wherever you are, but whoever you are this morning, God loves you, and His grace is sufficient for you. You'll notice in this story, it was not the woman who first began speaking to Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Himself who first spoke to the woman. The Bible says in verse number 7, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink." He spoke to her first. Now the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Please hear me this morning. God does not want just a few people to be saved. He wants everyone to have this opportunity. It's His desire that everyone would be saved from eternity and damnation without Him and would have eternity in heaven with Him. That's God's will for your life. He loves you, and His desire is that you might be redeemed even today. Notice this is a whosoever you are salvation. The Bible tells us that her gender did not matter to Jesus. It didn't matter whether she was a man or a woman. Most Jewish men would never speak to a Samaritan, much less a Samaritan woman, but her gender did not matter to Him. Her race did not matter to Him. Her social status did not matter to Him. You see, this woman was not in good social standing. This woman had lived a life that was a life of ill repute. The Bible records for us that she had been married 5 times. The Bible tells us that the man she was now living with was not her husband. This was the kind of woman that other women loved to hate. This was the kind of woman that people would gossip about and would look down on. They might have referred to her as a tramp. They might have referred to her in even worse terms. But you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus came even to her. We know in the Bible she came to get her water at the noon hour. No woman did that. All the other women came in the early morning or the early evening when it was cooler. But this woman had to come at the heat of the day because no one else wanted to be around her. But Jesus looked and saw, and He said, "I must needs go through Samaria." It doesn't matter that she's a woman. It doesn't matter that she's a Samaritan. It doesn't matter that she has been living a life of ill repute. No, her moral standing did not matter. You see, the fact of the matter was that Jesus crossed every barrier in order to reach this woman with His love. I want you to know, you may have thought it was some person or friend that invited you to come today. You may have thought it was some other announcement or some other way that you heard of this message today. But I indeed believe it was the very love of God that brought you here today, that you might know of His grace. Every barrier has been crossed. Everyone has been invited. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes in this world, We don't feel as though everyone has an equal footing. Sometimes people feel as though maybe it depends on who you know, or it depends on perhaps the education you've obtained. And maybe if you have the right connections, you'll get some attention in this world. Down in Meridian, Mississippi, some of the citizens were feeling that way. They felt like when they called the police, they were real quick to come to certain neighborhoods, but not so quick to come to other neighborhoods. There was a man by the name of George Phillips who'd been wondering about that. And one night he looked in his backyard, he looked out at his shed, and he saw there were some men breaking into his shed. So he got on the phone, he called the police, he said, "This is Mr. Phillips," he gave his address. He said, "There are some people breaking into my shed right now, I need you to come right away." Well, the police said, "Well, sir," he said, are they inside your house?" Mr. Phillips said, "No, but they're inside my property, I need you to come." They said, "Well, Mr. Phillips, our cars are busy right now. There's no one that can come right away. We encourage you to lock the doors to your house and just stay right inside there." Well, Mr. Phillips was frustrated. He waited for 30 seconds. He counted to 30. He picked the phone back up. He said, "This is Mr. Phillips." He said, "I called a few seconds ago to tell you about some people breaking into my shed." He said, "I just want you to know that you don't need to come over now. I just shot them all." Then he hung up. Within 5 minutes, there were 5 police cars. There was emergency response units. There were ambulances. There were more police around his house than he knew what to do with. Of course, they caught the burglars red-handed. One of the police members came up to Mr. Phillips. He said, "Mr. Phillips," he said, "I thought you said you shot them all." Mr. Phillips said, "I thought you said the cars were all busy." Now, sometimes we get to a place where we feel like we have to have an emergency to get somebody's attention. But I want you to know something. You've got God's attention right now. His grace is ready for you at this very moment. In fact, in Revelation 22:17, the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." I'm glad to tell you this morning that the gospel we preach is a whosoever will kind of a gospel. I'm glad to tell you this morning that His grace comes to us wherever you are, whoever you are. His grace is sufficient for you. But I want you to notice, not only does His grace come to us, but notice secondly this morning, His grace gives to us. You see, grace is not something you earn. Grace is undeserved favor. I believe today that my sins are forgiven, that I will have a home in heaven someday, but I do not believe that because I'm a Baptist or because I was raised in a Christian home or because I try to be a good citizen. I do not believe that I earn these things. I believe they are God's gifts and that they are gifts of grace. You see, grace, the grace of God, gives forgiveness to all who will receive. Notice if you would in verse 10, the Bible says, "Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." You see, Jesus wasn't there to sell anything. Jesus wasn't going door to door selling religious materials. Jesus was not trying to enlist this woman, and he was not offering her a position in his course of discipleship for a particular fee. He was there to give her something that she did not have to pay for. It was something that he himself would pay for. The Bible says in Romans 5:19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." That speaks of the first man, Adam. "So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." That speaks of what we call the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. "By one man sin entered into the world. By another man sin can be abolished in your life, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus says, "I will forgive you. My grace is sufficient for you." But not only does grace give forgiveness, but grace offers eternal life.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. You can listen to Daily in the Word on this station every Monday through Friday, or you can visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. There you can subscribe to the full-length edition of Daily in the Word via the podcast. It's free of charge. You can take the program with you on your iPod, your iPhone, or your computer and listen to it at your leisure. I want to encourage you also to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org and also the Rooted in Christ Daily Devotional, free to your email box every day, a reminder to walk with God with an Old Testament and New Testament scripture reading and a devotional from Dr. Chapel. You'll find it all and more at dailyintheword.org. Until next time, have a great day.